Not everyone is happy the barefoot bandits behind bars. The Allied Pilots Association tries attracting flies with honey, and a West Coast TechNam distributor adds a service arm. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 13, 2010. The arrest of the alleged barefoot bandit Colton Harris Moore has airplane owners breathing a little easier, but perversely, it's making some people sad. The Christian Science Monitor reports there are now 85,000 people who've joined various Facebook and other fan sites on the web, and some are openly wishing he hadn't been caught. The phenomenon is drawing comparisons to the cult followings which developed for outlaws ranging from Jesse James all the way back to Robin Hood, with a common thread being victimization of the wealthy. James Allen Fox, a professor of criminology at Northeastern University, explains, quote, "It's just the idea that he's been so elusive and the unusual things he's done. And there's an element that it's out of the ordinary. Most people's lives are pretty ordinary. And this kind of thing can be entertaining for some people," unquote. I'm guessing those people have never worked all their lives to be able to afford an airplane. Maybe they'd find flight training exciting, too. David Bates, the new president of the Allied Pilots Association, which represents pilots flying for American Airlines, says working with management may be the best course for obtaining a new contract. The Dallas Morning News reports that during a news conference late last week, Bates commented, quote, "We plan to seek a new beginning with management to find the solutions to make it work for them and us," unquote. Contract negotiations for American pilots have been going on since 2006. Bates says he agrees with previous union leadership that the pilots deserve a raise of more than 50%, which would bring them back to their early 1990s pay, but admits it's unlikely they'll get it all back in one contract. Bates said he's confident that American and the APA can get a new contract signed in time to salvage the airline's order for Dreamliners. That order is contingent on an agreement with the union for pay rates applicable to the new aircraft type. At the final day of the Arlington Fly-In and Air Show Sunday, West Coast Sport Aircraft, a regional distributor for TechNam, announced its expanded support for TechNam aircraft on the West Coast, with the addition of Air Corps Aviation, located at the Arlington Municipal Airport, as the newest TechNam service center. Air Corps Aviation specializes in SLSA maintenance and repair, and is an authorized independent Rotax engine service center, able to perform all phases, including heavy maintenance, on the 912 engine series. Jim Scott, owner of Air Corps Aviation, observes, quote, "There are a lot of TechNam aircraft in this area. We welcome the chance to professionally serve TechNam owners. We've always felt that TechNam are one of the highest quality SLSA available and are very pleased to become the latest TechNam service center," unquote. Up next on ANN, Boeing helps teachers teach the STEM subjects. A Missouri congressman does the same at AirVenture. And this will make you a fan of your audio panel. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 13th. I'm Paul Platt. More than 100 educators from institutions including museums, science centers, and public schools are attending the 2010 Boeing Educators to Space Camp program this week in Huntsville, Alabama. They're part of a week-long training adventure designed to help teachers motivate students in subjects of science, math, and technology. The program uses information on current space exploration initiatives to enhance teachers' skills in presenting lessons that will inspire students and help ensure a skilled workforce for a globally competitive technology market. Activities include simulated space missions, astronaut training, and lectures by rocketry and space exploration experts. Kathy Eggert, who teaches science to 5th through 8th graders at Prescott, a Chicago public school, recalls, quote, "I'm a science nut, and remember what a thrill it was when we first walked on the moon. The students were very excited to hear that I was picked to go to space camp. I look forward to sharing my experiences and getting them more engaged in space and science." Unquote. After graduating from space camp, each teacher will return home with a lesson plan workbook and materials to use in the classroom. The graduates will also have access to an online educator training facility and a website with science experiments and other class activities and resources to help them continue to network and communicate with their fellow camp attendees. Congressman Sam Graves, a Missouri Republican, will be a featured guest speaker at the Build a Plane Teachers Day during the opening day of EAA Air Venture Oshkosh on Monday, July 26th. Graves is a longtime pilot and aircraft home builder and an active member of the House General Aviation Caucus. Build a Plane founder Lynn Freeman observes, quote, "We are excited to have Congressman Graves join us. He's a parent and aviator who truly understands how useful aviation can be in helping kids understand and learn the fundamentals of science, math, engineering, and technology. Today's students respond to real-world applications and challenges, and aviation really captures their attention." Unquote. Teachers will be exposed to materials from private industry, the federal government, and aviation organizations that teach students about aviation. They'll also take part in hands-on presentations and speak directly to program specialists. A wide variety of take-home materials will be available for all attendees. And teachers taking part get a free day pass to AirVenture. PS Engineering, noted for its popular aircraft audio panels, wants owners to elevate their enthusiasm to the point of becoming fans, and they'll make it worth your while at AirVenture. PS Engineering will be putting one lucky fan behind a PS Engineering intercom, which just happens to be installed in the back seat of one of AeroShell Aerobatic Team's AT-6 Texans. If you're chosen, you'll be invited to take a guest flight on Saturday, July 31st. The company notes that conversation behind a 550-horsepower radial is a challenge well met by PS Engineering's Intelligent Squelch intercom. Get more details in the text version of this story, dated July 12th, at aero-news.net. Still ahead, Washington airports offer help to travelers with pets. Two clueless GA pilots get escorts in Vegas. And Canadians are not happy about secure flight. You are listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation, the Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 13th. I'm Paul Platt. Two Washington, D.C. area airports have opened pet relief areas, giving animals a place to relieve themselves before getting on a plane. The two fenced-in indoor areas at Washington Dulles Airport have fake fire hydrants, artificial turf, and plastic baggies so owners can clean up after their pets. They also have a flushing system and ventilation to keep things sanitary. WTOP Radio reports there are outdoor areas at both Dulles and Washington Reagan National Airport. Federal regulations require service animal relief areas for animals like guide dogs who accompany their owners on flights, but these areas are open to all pets traveling with families. And if you're laughing right now, I'm betting you've never tried to travel on the airlines with a pet. They really need one of these facilities at Denver. I was traveling once with a Jack Russell Terrier on a route which connected there, and that place is so big the one-hour layover was barely enough time to get poor Chipper outdoors and back in time to board. Two private aircraft were intercepted by NORAD fighters in the VIP TFR, covering much of the Las Vegas area Friday during a visit by President Barack Obama. The president was in the city to campaign for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's up for re-election this fall. The first was a Cessna 210. It was intercepted just after 7 a.m. Pacific time and forced to land at North Las Vegas Airport. The second was about a half hour later, also a single-engine GA aircraft, directed to land at Mesquite, Nevada. Both pilots were met by authorities for their interviews. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Boland last week sent a stern letter to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, slamming the TFR, which shut down all GA operations at the only three airports serving Las Vegas. Quote, "Such overly broad and unsophisticated restrictions sends a loud and unwelcome message to the businesses based in Las Vegas and those needing to travel to Las Vegas for business. We urge you to reconsider these punitive restrictions and work with the general aviation specialists at the TSA and FAA to craft acceptable procedures that retain the necessary security for the president while also facilitating access to one of the nation's most important cities," unquote. And finally, GA pilots and U.S. airline passengers aren't the only ones frustrated with heavy-handed security policies decreed by the U.S. federal government. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration's Secure Flight Program intends, by the end of this year, to require passenger information for all flights over the U.S., even commercial airline flights which cross U.S. airspace but don't land here. Canada's airlines are not amused, nor are some of its media or political parties. The Washington Times notes that an editorial last week in the Calgary Herald included this analysis, quote, "The American obsession with security has literally reached new heights of paranoia. The thought of the U.S. government denying boarding passes to travelers on outbound Canadian flights direct to Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, Jamaica, or Havana is another example that the terrorists have won," unquote. I wonder, if a Canadian is denied boarding on his own country's airliners because of a TSA screw-up, will he still be polite? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, from his comments at COPA's Migration 8, Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters talks about his background and the priorities which drive his leadership of the company. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.